I can remember when God first saved me. The church, it seemed like every time that song was sung, everybody would stand to their feet. It was almost like an anthem call to the church to think about, you know, that hope that we all had in connection, you know, of waving bye to this world and going on to be with Jesus. Amen. There's nothing no greater than that. There's nothing no greater than that. I mean, to be able to see his face, the one that saved us by his grace. Amen. I mean, to really see him. There's a lot of pictures in the world, and people will say, well, that's Jesus. Well, they're trying to make a picture of him, but I'm sure that that's not what he looks like. They say one old preacher was fixing to leave this world, and he said, I see Jesus. And then he said, Lord, I never did think you'd look just like that. There's been a lot of people leave this world and saw the Lord as they were leaving out. Stephen did. Not everybody does, but some do. I don't doubt that one bit. Amen. They can maybe see the angels coming. That's what happened to the beggar, wasn't it? Angels carried him into Abraham's bosom. I want to read one verse. Verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And what I want to try just for a little bit this evening to talk to you about is the existence of God. The existence of God. We're living in a time where the existence of God is questioned by this generation, probably more than all previous generations. When you think about the existence of God, and all that God is, all that God has created, then we have the answers to man's greatest questions. And a lot of unbelievers today are asking questions that if they just believed in the existence of God, it would answer their question. A lot of them, I mean, very intelligent men, you know, that believe in, you know, science and philosophy and all these things. But even the most intelligent of them, they come to a place in their theories where something stumps them, something is missing. And that's the God that they're trying to push out, that they don't want to speak of. And so we can look in the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, and as a Bible student, I was taught years ago that you can find all of our doctrine, all of our teaching from God, you can find its roots in the book of Genesis. The very existence of God, the in the beginning, God. God. Now listen, God was before this in the beginning. God was not created. God, the Bible gives us his name. The Elohim is what the scripture uses. In the beginning, God. The word that is used, the name that is used is Elohim. And by the way, it is given in its plural form. You know what the difference between singular and plural is? Singular just denotes one. Plural denotes more. More than one. We have the triune God. John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. So the Word was here. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So I'm glad that we have, I'm glad that John wrote it the way that he wrote under inspiration. No doubt God had him to write it that way. That you and I could see the triune God in the beginning. God created the heaven and the earth. All things were made by him. And without him was there not anything made that was made. Listen, that's dust. That's electrical signals. Are you listening to me? You know, all creationists, they believe, you know, that their beginning starts with things already in place. There was already molecules and dust and, you know, electrical static and, you know, all these things, and then bang. But you see, God, the Bible lets us know that in the beginning, God created, amen, all things. I mean, everything. God is pre-existent. The existence of God is pre-existent of all things. There's not a molecule. There was not an atom. Are you listening to me? God needed nothing. And God, when he made all things, made it from his word. It all was created by his word. All things were made by him. You see, in him is life. He is the life giver. He gives life. He gave life and light to this universe. Amen. The birth of our universe, of all universe, amen, of all galaxies, of all planets and stars, of everything, you can find it here in the book of Genesis. God created. We have God the Creator, the eternal existing before the universe. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, amen, created the universe. And so he gives meaning to everything. You cannot make sense of the world apart from God being the creator. God the creator. God the creator of all things. Again, of matter. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Anything that contains matter, God created it. The heaven and the earth. God created time in the beginning. See, there wasn't even a beginning until God said, this is the beginning. The beginning of creation. The beginning of my creation. Amen. He created time. Time. And so we see God creates time. God created matter. And God creates space. Amen. I mean, he says the heavens and the earth. That's space and matter. The heavens, all that is out there is far beyond the eye can see. God stretches it out like a curtain. He opens his hand. He can measure it in by the span of his hand. Are you listening to me? That's how big our God is. And so our God, listen, He is the eternal triune God that makes this universe of ours, this all things therein. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters when the earth was without form and void. Darkness, no life, darkness. Again, God, by His Spirit, moved upon what was dark, what was without form, what was void. Amen? He had created it, but it was without form, and it was void. No life. Until the Spirit of God moved upon it. God moved upon it. So we see that they are always working together. The triune God. God the Father. God the Son, or the Word. And God the Holy Ghost, or the Spirit of God, or the Holy Spirit. However you want to say His name. I'm talking about the existence of God. He is before the beginning. He is the creator of the beginning. He is the creator of all things. He is the giver of life, and He is the giver of light. That light shined in darkness. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved to bring light. In Him was light, and the light was life was the light of men. He gives life and light. He gives life to all that does exist. In Him we move and have our being. In Him we live and move and have our being. And everything that is in existence, if it lives and moves and has its being, it is in God. He is the giver of life and the giver of light. The creator of all things. All things were made by Him, and without Him was there not anything made that was made. So praise the Lord that we can see that. Now, there are those that well, let's look at this verse. In this verse, it records, again, the creation of space, that's heaven, time, the beginning of matter, that's the earth. The divine Godhead, He does that. This is the absolute origin of the universe. We don't look at it sometimes a lot of times that as believers, we're concentrating on the earth. And the earth was without form and void. This is the origin of the universe. Of all things therein. Amen. God made it all. There's not a part of space that is privy away from God, that exists without Him. You know, that people believe that there are people billions and billions of light years away on another side of another realm, another universe. Listen. That's a lie. Nothing exists apart from the Creator. He is the Creator. There is our realm. There is the spiritual realm. Paul spoke of that which was heavenly, that which is earthly. He spoke of that which is terrestrial, that which is celestial. All those things are made by Him. It's all made by Him. There's not anything made that was made apart from him. So, when we look at this, there's a law, first law, stating that this writer wrote that no matter or energy is now being created or destroyed. And the second law stating that the existing matter and energy is proceeding irreversibly toward ultimate equilibrium and cessation of all process. I mean, they tell things. Some things may be right, but they tell you things that's so confusing that you wonder, where are they going with all of this? Why not believe that God set everything in existence? He is the master mathematician. You believe that? All of the laws, whether it be of gravity or thermodynamics or whatever that it is, God created them and set them in motion. He made them. All things were made by him. Without him was there not anything made that was made. If man has a mind, listen, to comprehend anything, it is God that allowed him to comprehend it. It is God that creates man. It is God that gives life and intelligence. Amen. I mean, but he gave it to man. I've preached that here before. I mean, you think of all that God had created, that God allowed you and I to be intelligent, thinking beings to do what we do. Listen, the bear, it hasn't come any further than from the time that God created it. Amen. And the deer. And the fish. I mean, they've not learned how to build themselves a metropolis. Amen? They've not learned how to make books to educate themselves. Amen? You'll never see. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But God gave that to man. Intelligence. You and I were created in his image. All that God is, we were made in his image. Oh, how that we have fallen. We're talking about the existence of God. God is the creator of all things. God said in verse 3, let there be light, and there was light. He said, the speaker, the giver of light, the divider of light from darkness. God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day and the darkness called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. There's time again. Not only the beginning of time and beginning of creation, but now God has broken down time to an evening and a morning. Everything that God does, he does, and it is good. The Spirit of God, again, was upon the face of the deep. His Spirit. When God, the universe, was first called into existence by Elohim, the triune God, it was still unformed and unenergized, no light, not yet ready for man to exist upon. And God did that, not in evolution of time of billions or millions of years, but in 6 days. 6 days. The Creator, amen, in 6 days. God did not need evolution to do his work. He is the master carpenter of the universe, the maker. When you talk about a maker, you're talking about somebody, I mean, that has made everything so dynamic. When we look around us, We see pictures in the stars above that, you know, look like things and don't realize that if we were to look at them from this way, it would not even look like that. Why? Because there are stars that are so far apart in so many different directions, but all you and I see is a blank page with a lot of lights. Some look bigger and some look smaller, some look brighter, but there's so much depth in between them, and our God placed all of them in the way that He placed them and named them. Now that tells me something about God, that God would put all those stars out there and name those stars. That God does not create anything and forget about it. Or does not know what it is made of. God knows what He has created in you and I. I mean, think of the billions of people that have existed, yet God knows the very number of hairs on each person's head. God creates nothing and forgets about it. It is made for a purpose. He is a God of purpose. The existence of God, listen, shows that He is a God of purpose, and if He is a God of purpose, then you and I have been made for His purpose. The Bible says we've been made for His purpose. Our God, listen, He's not just a God sitting on a seat with no purpose. He's a God of purpose. He's a God that knows all things. The existence of God. We see the existence of God in creation, in time, in space. We see it in life and light. We see it in life, in our life, in the life of everything else. All things around us, God can be seen. Why? Because it is because of Him that there is life in any of it. Life in any of it. You may not can look at a tree and see God in that tree, well, as far as you say, to see His form. But you can look at that tree, and if you have any sense to know, where did it come from? How does it remain? How does it grow? From all that God made it and gave it to place it in existence for a reason. For a divine purpose. Amen. I know one great purpose, to keep me and you breathing better. Amen. In a cursed earth. I was always taught as a young man, all that we breathe out, you know, this carbon dioxide, that man can't survive on that. And all the pollution that's in the air, man can't just, you can't just suck on an exhaust pipe and live. But all of that goes in among trees. They do inhale that. And you know what they put back out? Oxygen. Yes, breathable air for you and I. God creates all things for a reason, for a purpose, a divine purpose. It's the goodness of God. Every time we look at a tree, that God put it there to help you and I breathe another breath. The Spirit of God, He is the great breath. He is the wind or the breath of God. He moved upon the face of the earth, brooded upon the face of the earth, breathed life. So, when the Spirit of God moved, the Bible said. I mean, when we see the condition of the earth, dark, void,
That was but for a moment. But for a moment. Until the Spirit of God moved upon it. And it's a great picture of salvation. It's a great picture of the sinner who's dead, lifeless, helpless. Helpless. Until the existing one, all existing one, the self-existing one. He needs nobody to exist. He exists within himself. I've said it many times in preaching. Our mind can only comprehend the existence of something. That little child, it took a mama and a daddy for him to come into existence. How did God come into existence? Well, not like that. He always has been. And we only see length of life, a start and a finish. God never has had a start and never will have a finish. His time and the life of our time is different. It's different. But we have been given, listen, the life that you and I were living was a life of death. And we have been given now the very life of God, the never-ending life of God. And that was when the Spirit of God moved upon us. When the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. He vibrated on the presence of the waters. You want to say, I mean, a lot of people say, you know, there was all these things that started happening. Listen, that was the Spirit of God moving and doing what He would do with what He had created to make this thing form the way He wanted it to form. And if He wanted to use light and electricity and magnetism to do it, then He would do it because He created it. He created it all. But it's all simply by His Word. Everything hangs out. Listen, you and I have to try to explain it through those, you know, words, through our little minds. Amen. Our little finite minds. But God, He just said, stay, and it stays. There you are, and there you shall be. The Son, He placed it where He placed it, and it's always been there, and it always shall be. Why? Because God spoke it so. He spoke it so. Again, He is a God. The existence of God shows that He is in control. He takes control of all things. You ever thought about these, you know, whirlwinds and tornadoes and hurricanes? The Bible says He has His way in the whirlwind. He is the one that controls everything. He controls it all. The one that breathes this force that men try to understand. Yeah, He's a force to be reckoned with. He is the all-powerful Spirit of God. Amen. The Spirit of God moved. The Spirit of God moved and the Word of God spake. Amen. And life and light came into the earth. The Spirit of God moved and the Word of God spake. God Almighty, the Trinity. God calling the firmament heaven. After God made the firmament, verse 6 through 8. The creation of God, earth, creation of God's earth. Everything that is, God made it. We have all these things that we read about, and it proves, again, the very existence of God. That God is. That God is. It's not like people that believe in all these different things in the world, but listen, God is the maker of all things. Now, man has perverted much of God's creation. We know that. But God made all things. Lucifer was made. God made him. God made him good. He was the anointed cherub that did fly above the throne of God. The existence of God, listen, people want to say that there is no sin in the world anymore. And so they'll say, but listen, the existence of God proves there's sin. God showed it that there is, and it has to do with, because there is a law that says thou shalt not. That this is wrong. If it's wrong, it's sin. And there has to be a lawgiver behind the law. They don't want to get to that place to say there must be a lawgiver. Some may take and choose points where they say there possibly could be something else at work behind the scenes. No, there's not a possibility of it. God is that energy that they call. He's more than energy. He is a spirit. To educate the world, God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And when he made his son, it was God made himself a body. Amen? God made himself a body, virgin born, on this earth, walked in flesh, a sinless life. Amen? Ascended into heaven. He is God the Son. He is the God-man. The Word made flesh is now God-man. He has many names. Amen? But he is God in the flesh, the God-man. That God who made all things now has redeeming all things unto himself. Listen, all that God created, he wants to redeem unto himself. Not just man, but to redeem everything unto himself. All that he had created. Our God, the existence of God, shows purpose in everything. There's a lot in Genesis chapter number 1. When you begin to think, God made us. When you look at man, that proves the existence of God. I think somebody came to the realization one time that was a scientist or something like that, and he had went down all the avenues, of all the possibilities of creation and influence, divine influence, and trying his best to push that aside, just like most God-denying scientists. But then he said, for the man to be made the way he was, to come out the way that he did. When you look at everything else, he said it would be like placing a nickel on the other side of the known universe and shooting at it and hitting it bullseye. He said that's just about the practicality, that there was no divine influence involved. I mean, we have to realize, I mean, surely man, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. You can look upon man and see the existence of God. You can look at creation, all that God had created. The things that we see in Genesis that God created was, again, time, space, and matter. These great elements, these great things that we cannot do without, God created them. God created the earth, gave life and light to it. Why? Because God was going to create man. Make man in his own image. These great creations of God. God is the great creator. He creates. He gives life. Amen. He gives life. He has put in you life. He has put in you light. You are the light of the world. You shall not walk in darkness. God never meant for us to walk in darkness, just the way he never meant for the earth after the Spirit of God moved upon it, for it to ever be in darkness again. Light. And now listen. God had made male, God made female, and both of us he made capable to have fellowship with him. A God that reveals himself to his creation. Some people say, you know, well, why don't God show himself? Oh, he has in so many ways. He has in so many ways. God reveals himself to us. I mean, how much more, what more does man... Well, I mean, Jesus came in the flesh. God in the flesh. What more would man want? Man has seen God in the flesh. Came and suffered and died. I mean, man has completely been paid for. His fall, his error. But people would rather believe not on him, not about him. They would rather believe a lie as to believe on him, or to believe about him. But anyone, I want to say this, anyone that if they believe in God, it would be foolish to deny his existence in your life. It would be foolish to live a life and not find out how to have fellowship with him if they truly believed in him. I mean, the creator, you think about the Creator, the God of the universe, the God of heaven. Man is spending time saying he's trying to reach out to where he can speak to some being that he don't even know is out there. And it's not. But there is a God that is out there. And they spend no effort, no time wanting to speak to him. Wanting to follow him. The more educated that man gets within himself, it seems like the more wise he becomes, the more a fool he becomes. The more a fool he becomes. Yet God is merciful. Yet God is long-suffering. Yet God still remains. That God still reveals himself to man. over and over our image in His likeness. Amen. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Our. The existence of God shows the three in one. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit bearing witness in heaven. These three are one. These three working to redeem the man that He created, our image, after our likeness. When you and I look back, we can say our image, our likeness. Now, I know there has been a fall and a curse since then. So I don't know in some ways what we lost that was in the likeness of God. I know sinlessness, we lost that, didn't we? We got a sin nature. God don't have that. That's not His likeness. But we do, in many ways, still have His likeness and His image, don't we? And God has come to us to give us life. His life. When you read the creation, you read it like you're looking at the new birth. God reaching out to mankind. God speaking to that which is dead. Speaking to that which is dead. God, the evidence of God, the existence of God is that His life He gave to man. He wanted to give that to man. Eternal life. To something that in His image, the angels don't have that. Nothing else has that I'm aware of, but man does. Man has that, and God is interested in redeeming man and woman and revealing Himself. Created everything for us. I mean, the very people wonder, why are we here and why is the universe here? Because God wanted to fellowship with man. Because God wanted to make man in His image. God wanted him to live with him forever. That's why the existence of the universe, God loved man. That's why everything exists the way it does. Because God loves us. That's a simple enough answer, ain't it? There's a lot more in the vastness of beyond my little mind when it comes to the existence of God. But when you meditate this week, read your Bible, think about the existence of God. Just try to think about how far back. No start. How far forward? No end. And we're going to be a part of that. We're going to be a part of that. We were in His mind and heart before the foundation of the world. What do you think about that? The knowledge of you and I in the mind of God. For I don't know how long. Only God can answer that. I want you to stand this evening.